Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and I'm going to invite you now, having heard that school bell, to get your Bible and turn to the book of Luke chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading in just a moment in verse 43. We're talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, as one of the great women of the New Testament, and we're looking particularly at this account where Jesus went with his parents to Jerusalem to keep the feast of the Passover, and how they begin to return to Nazareth without him, and later, seeing that he was missing, returned and began to seek for Jesus, saw him in the temple talking with the scribes of those days, the wise men of that temple, who were marveling at what Jesus said, and how Jesus said, "Know ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Now we'll begin studying that in just a moment. While you're turning to Luke chapter 2, I'm going to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying old Sunday school lessons. In fact, this particular Sunday school lesson was written for the Sunday of July the 8th, 1923, and this material was gathered together and prepared and assembled for us by the old preacher E.A. Elam, who was well known in Warren County, Tennessee, back in those days. But now let me read to you from Luke chapter 2 and verse 42 and 43. And it says, when he was 12 years old, they went up after the custom of, and when he was 12 years old, they went up after the custom of the feast, and when they had fulfilled the days they were returning, the boy Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. 12 years of age, boys began to celebrate the Passover and were required to keep the law. Always obedient, Jesus attended this feast with Joseph and Mary. There were 8 days in all that they were in Jerusalem. The first day was the Passover, and then there were 7 days of feast, according to the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verses 16 and 17. There it says, in the first month, on the 14th day of the month is Jehovah's Passover, and on the 15th day of this month shall be a feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. It was through no accident or misunderstanding or foolishness on his part that Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. He knew when the feast ended and his company started for home, but it was upon account of the great interest he felt in his father's affairs. All that he saw and heard in the temple aroused the divinity within him and impressed him that he should be about his father's business. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 44, we read that supposing him to be in the company, they went a day's journey, and they sought for him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. Now these companies traveling to and from Jerusalem for these great feasts, they were large companies. Starting from remote places, they increased in number until they came and reached Jerusalem. Families, kindred, and acquaintances were together. So in returning, they were necessarily large. Jesus was old enough and large enough to care for himself, and easily he might not have been missed, therefore, until the end of the first day's journey, until each looked more carefully after his own at nightfall when all stopped to camp. This was not carelessness in Joseph and Mary that Jesus was not missed before, for they supposed he was somewhere in the company, and they sought him at the right time. It would have been a reflection had they sought him. It would have been a reflection on his superior judgment to have watched him as a mere child. Well, Jesus was in the temple. We read in Luke chapter 2, 45 and 46, that when they found him, when they found him not, they returned to Jerusalem seeking for him. And it came to pass after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. Well, when they found him not among the kinfolks and acquaintances, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. It was after 3 days, or rather we would say on the third day, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. There were different apartments of the temple. In some of these, probably one of the porches or the court of the women, these teachers or rabbis conducted their schools and regularly expounded the law. Jesus was not detained by the beauty and outward show of the temple. He did not loiter behind with careless companions for the sake of frolic and amusement, but intensely interested in grave and important matters, he remained in a school in the temple. Hearing them and asking them questions means not only that Jesus answered the questions of the teachers, but also asked them such questions as would direct their minds to a clearer understanding of the law. The truth was frequently covered up in the numerous traditions of their fathers, and the questions and answers of Jesus were responses to them. Hearing them and asking them questions gives us an idea of how teaching was done at that time. This is yet one of the most impressive ways and one of the best ways to teach. Luke chapter 2, 47 and 48. All that heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I sought thee sorrowing. Jesus manifested such a clear insight into the meaning of the Scriptures and had an understanding so far beyond one of his age that he astonished all. Joseph and Mary, no doubt, had noted with great interest his growth and development from the eventful night of his birth, but they themselves were astonished and gladly amazed to find him thus engaged. They had sought him elsewhere, sorrowing. His mother reproved him and informed him of the sorrow she and Joseph had experienced on his account. Mary spoke of Joseph as Jesus' father in an accommodative sense. And then Luke 2, verses 49 and 50. He said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Knew ye not that I must be in my father's house? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. This reply is not reproachful, how is it that you sought me, or how did you look everywhere for me? He seemed to think they should have known where to find him. Knew ye not that I must be in my father's house, or, as it says in the old King James Version, about my father's business? Thus early he realized God had a work for him to do, and he must be about it. It was this deep conviction which enabled him to accomplish so much in his eventful life and to say on the cross, It is finished. What a beautiful example to all young people to enter the service of God early and to strive according to his word. Then we read in Luke chapter 2 and verse 50 that they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth. He was subject unto them, and his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. If his divine wisdom and consciousness of his early mission drew him to the temple and caused him to tarry behind, the same led him back to Nazareth, where he remained for 18 years in the quiet affairs and daily routines of carpenter's life. The law of God required obedience to parents. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 through 21, "If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son that will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and though they chasten him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and mother lay hold on him and bring him out to the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of the city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He's a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him to death with stones. So shalt thou put away the evil from the midst of thee. And all Israel shall hear and fear." That was God's law. Now, Jesus kept it. You know, when you really understand all this, you realize that that was his own law. He is a beautiful and royal example to children in this respect. We read in Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." You know, sometimes children and young people get to thinking they know more than their parents, and sometimes about some things they do. But even though they may know more than their parents about some things, they're still to be subject to them. And Jesus is that example. If ever there was a young man that knew more than his parents, it was Jesus that knew more than Mary and Joseph. And yet, he was subject unto them. The noblest, purest, most royal child that ever lived on earth was most obedient to his parents. Jesus was just as much in the work of God at home in Nazareth, subject to his parents, as he was in the public ministry. Disobedience to parents is a bad sign and a great sin. We read in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 17, "But know this, that in the last days grievous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, railers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-controlled, fierce, no lovers of good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness, but having denied the power thereof. From these also turn away, for of these are they that creep into houses and take captive silly women laden with sins, led away by divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." Now the Bible says about the parents of Jesus, or about Mary, his mother kept these sayings in her heart. There were many things already in his life to fill her soul with thought and wonder. At Nazareth, Jesus was reared, and here he lived until he was about 30 years of age. Luke chapter 3 and verse 23. Jesus grew up among people seldom and only contemptuously named in the ancient classics, and subject at times to the yoke of a foreign oppressor in a remote and conquered province of Roman Empire, in the dark district of Palestine, in a little country town of proverbial insignificance, in poverty and manual labor, in the obscurity of a carpenter shop, far away from universities, academies, libraries, and literary and polished society, without any help, so far as we know, except the paternal care and daily wonders of nature, the Old Testament scriptures, the weekly Sabbath service of the synagogue at Nazareth, the annual feast in the temple of Jerusalem, and the secret intercourse of his soul with God, his heavenly Father.